Good morning, Outliers. Welcome back to today's Outlier Live. We cover the biggest headlines of the day, what the AI trading data has to say about it. Our top story of the day is, remember back when you used to be able to go to McDonald's and only spend a couple dollars to, you know, eat, maybe back when you're in college or just starting out? Yeah, those days are over. Yeah. Now, if you want to go to McDonald's, get ready for 25 bucks at least to satisfy your Mick cravings, right? And our second story of the day is, of course, the shenanigans are about to start with the election, and they might start doing it with the Fed Fed funds rate. And of course they would. Tune in for all that and more on today's Outlier Live. All right, top story of the day. It just reminds me so much of when I was a kid, you know, or even not all that long ago. You could roll up to McDonald's and spend just a couple bucks to get food. I am not a McDonald's eater. In fact, when my kids or my wife even want McDonald's, I just abstain from the meal. I legitimately will be like, I'm not going to eat there. No, thanks. Not interested. And I think a lot of people are starting to feel that way. Not just the food quality is total crap, but the fact that now it's so expensive. Why would I even go to McDonald's in the first place? Hey, Watch Channel, thanks for watching live. Why would I even go to McDonald's in the first place? Because right now, this McDonald's deal, $25 McDonald's deal, is going viral. And users are blaming California's minimum wage increase. Hey, welcome to your new normal. A recent study is finding that McDonald's prices have risen by 100% since 2014, which is probably the last time I was there. But the chain disputed this finding. Yeah, I don't know. I think this is a little bit more likely than not. I mean, not long ago, we covered the story of the $18 Big Mac meal. Now there's a $25 chicken nugget meal. Dude, have you actually eaten the McDonald's chicken nuggets? Those things are gross. Disgusting. I don't know why anybody would want to eat that in the first place. Hang on, let's get through this, this ad real quick. But there's a... Oh, this is what I was looking for. There's a TikTok making the rounds, which has gone pretty viral. And this girl, she rolls up to McDonald's. Give this a second to load. Here we go. She rolls up to McDonald's, and she sees this 40-piece chicken McNugget bundle for $25.39. Okay, so it's $25.39 for 40 piece nuggets and two large fries, right? And then she's like, $25? You couldn't even throw in a Sprite? It's going to round up to $27 and change, and you can't even throw in a Sprite? That's what she was saying here. Dude, for $25. Golly, $25. Now, granted, you and I live different lifestyles. If this is what you're having for lunch, a 40-piece chicken McNugget and two large fries, surely that's supposed to be a shareable meal. $25 for fast food. When I mean, where I go to eat, you know, decently nice restaurants, not like fine dining or anything, but $25. My wife and I usually share a nice meal for that, right? Maybe, I mean, let's just use Chili's for example. I'm sure you could go to Chili's and get a big old helping plate of food for a lot less than $25, a shareable plate of food even. But yet McDonald's wants to charge that for their garbage nuggets and not even throw in a drink. I mean, it's ridiculous. The price of the meal bundle was $25.39. And so this person says, you couldn't even throw in the Sprite, right? While the meal is designed to serve four people, really, it demonstrates how prices at the fast food chain have risen over the years. A recent study by Finance Buzz found that McDonald's prices have risen by 100% since 2014. 10 years ago, the average 10-piece McNugget meal was $5.99. Now, that meal goes for $10.99. Isn't that crazy? Like, I think McDonald's is one of the best indications of how bad the economy is. The McDonald's CEO came out at their most recent earnings call and saying how they basically priced out their core consumer. They basically priced out people who counted on them to get inexpensive meals. And so to eat a McDonald's, you got to be making at least $45,000, $50,000 a year to eat a McDonald's. This person says, I spent $48 yesterday and my jaw hit the floor. Then other people are saying, listen, you want $20 minimum wage? Welcome to your new normal, right? This is what's going to happen. $20 minimum wage in a business that's not designed to have $20 labor. Where are they going to make up the difference, right? They're going to raise prices and cut staff. This is exactly what we're seeing here, right? This is indicative of what you voted for, is what people are saying, right? So, yeah, for me personally, I look at this story and I'm like, I wasn't going to go to McDonald's anyway. But to see $25 for their crap chicken nuggets, you could go to the grocery store and for $25, you probably get, I don't know, let's say that a bag of, we buy dino nuggets, right? The little dinosaur shaped chicken nuggets. I think the bag of that for like 30 or 40 of them is like $5. So I could probably get close to 100, maybe more than 100 chicken nuggets shaped like dinosaurs, mind you, for the same price as what this nasty McDonald's meal is going to cost. It's just outrageous. Just outrageous. But let's take a look at the AI trading data for McDonald's. Hey, before we get on that real quick, we're so close to hitting 1,000 subscribers. Please do me a favor. If you're not already subscribed, please do so, because we are this close to getting 1,000 subscribers. And that way you can get access to this every single day. So we actually got a sales McDonald's on the day that come, January 10th. You can see it sold off pretty hard since that point, right? So on January 10th, we got that sell signal, and McDonald's has really been hurting as a company, as a stock, as a business, because you've got people who are just outright deciding, I'm not going to eat there anymore. You've got Gavin Newsom in California saying, everybody's got to make at least $20 to flip burgers. And then the fact that this was the most telling stat of all. I remember, I'll never forget this. It was something like they had raised prices by 5-10% or whatever, according to them, right? Yet their sales were 4% less than they had projected, meaning that the total number of people who actually shopped at McDonald's were like,
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Like, I am out of here. I am not doing this. If you're raising prices on me, I am done. And so they couldn't even meet their own target numbers by raising prices, which I think is a huge, huge, huge problem for this company. And maybe one of the reasons why we got a sell signal on McDonald's. So let's take a look at what the internet say about this, right? The $25 deal goes viral, sparking debate over the minimum wage increases. McDonald's spent almost $3 billion in 2023 on stock buybacks. I don't want to hear any of them complaining about the minimum wage. All right. Inflation is not that high. I'll leave it there. This person says, liberal policies at its finest. Elections have consequences, right? And this person just all the laughing emojis out there. So let me know in the comments down below. You head over to McDonald's today? You're going to buy some nugs? Very curious to see what the consumer is actually doing these days. I have been touting this for a while. I've been saying many, many times now, I think that as the election season comes into play, we are going to see some shenanigans all over the place. The economy is in total shambles. Even though they, who want to get reelected, they in charge will say, everything's great. Let's break this down. The amount of delinquencies, so people who can't pay their bills, is hitting highs not seen since the great financial crisis in 2008-2009. Yet the economy is in good shape. Credit card balances are hitting new all-time highs because people can't afford their daily necessities. So they're having to put it on credit cards. But the economy is in great shape. All excess deposits meaning what's been put on at your bank, everything you saved during COVID, nearly all of that is gone. But the economy is in the greatest shape it's ever been. And we could go on and on and on and on about just how great the economy is. Yet somehow the numbers don't math to that. The numbers don't add up. So this is what I've been saying. I think that they are going to start pulling some kind of shenanigans to make sure that they get reelected. Federal Reserve slashing rates ahead of election day would likely just superficially boost U.S. wallets, experts say. And the president has said earlier this year he anticipates the Fed will slash interest rates. The president just a couple days ago came out saying he's going to cut student loans again. Remember that promise he made right before he got elected? Remember that promise? That still hasn't happened yet? Yeah, they're trying that again. They're trying to see just how gullible you are. Are you actually going to vote for that again? The Fed is anticipating slash interest rates this year ahead of Election Day, which will likely lead to a superficial boost to Americans feeling wealthier ahead of casting their votes, though the cuts would have detrimental effects in the long run, experts say. I mean, everything they do is like that, right? Short-term wins, long-term huge losses. I think superficial is exactly the key, because one of the things that happens when you cut interest rates is that you get a temporary boost in the economy driven by an ease of access to terms of debt. So a lot of Americans right now, they can't afford today's punishingly high home prices and today's punishingly high interest rates. Yeah, for sure. But if you allow interest rates to drop very quickly, then it's going to take time for home prices to ramp up to counteract essentially that interest rate hike. So you get this temporary effect where Americans will feel wealthier because they're able to spend more. Now they're spending outside their means, and the long-run effects of that are going to be very detrimental. But in the short run, it feels great. The Fed is widely anticipated to cut rates this year during two of its four meetings, which President Biden's campaign would point to as inflation is slowing, boosting confidence among voters. And we all know that's not the case, right? We just talked about how McDonald's is charging $25 for some nugs and fries. Inflation is not cooling. The rate of inflation has slowed down. We're not at 9% anymore, but we're still at 3% or higher, meaning prices are still going up. They're just not going up as fast. They're still pushing on the gas, but we don't have it all the way to the floor. We've backed up a little bit, but we're still pushing on the gas. So let me know in the comments, do you think that they're actually going to let this election cycle play out without any sort of shenanigans? Because I sure don't. Absolutely don't. And real quick, we are so close to hitting 1,000 subscribers. Do me a favor right now. If you're watching this video, just click that red button for me. And that way you're not going to miss any of these AI trading signals that we share with you every single day, like this right here on the QQQ on the NASDAQ, right? The NASDAQ has been one of those areas that's been really punished by rising interest rates. And we just got a sell signal on February 14th. We got a sell signal. So if you were long in the NASDAQ, now may be the time to go to cash. And in fact, looking at these AI trading data here, right, we can see Outlier actually shows a 77.77% return. That seems like a very lucky place to be, 77.77. So if you're interested in getting your hands on these AI trading signals, I don't know why you wouldn't, because it just makes life that much easier. Be sure to head over to OVTLYR.com to see why Outliers win. Now let's take a look at here, this person saying, I really, really hate to go a full tinfoil hat, but is there any other explanation to the Fed cutting rates in the face of ramping inflation other than they want Biden to win the election? In November 2017, Jerome Powell tricked Donald Trump into picking him so that he could help Biden win election 7.5 years later. The evil plot worked. We're like Trump interfered with the Fed. Okay, I'm not going down that rabbit hole here. Inflation's falling to about 5%. Yeah, that's awesome. Let's see what else people are saying here. The only one that I can think of they want, the only thing I can think of is they want the cost of financing the debt lower. cost of financing their own debt lower. The Fed's losing $1 billion a year plus at this point. The higher interest rate risk, the higher rates risk managing inflation worse. I am not reading this right. Fiscal dominance, meaning the higher rates risk making inflation worse because of the interest on our debt payments. Okay. Jeez, Chris, learn to read. That's kind of what this person's saying here, is that we have so much debt as a country that they really need to cut that, to cut those rates. Otherwise, we're not going to be able to even service our own debt. So, hey, do me a favor. YouTube is showing you two videos right out of this. Be sure to click one of those to watch more and hit the subscribe button. We need to hit our 1,000 subscribers. That way we can continue to bring you the headlines that matter. So thank you so much for tuning in today's Outlier Live. See you in the next episode.